Hello, this is Daniel Gregory. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of The Perceptive Photographer. Hope you're doing well. Hope you're having a great week. And before we jump into this week's topic, I wanted to let you know I had the great privilege of being on Dave Cross's Talk and Shot podcast last week. It actually was released on Thursday of the week before this episode. So you can go up to find that on any of the places podcasts are found. He and I were talking a lot about printing, color management, workflows, kind of related specifically to Photoshop. I had a great conversation with Dave. Dave's a wonderful and amazing photo instructor and Photoshop instructor. So head on over to find the Talk and Shot podcast if you want to hear Dave and I talk a little bit about printing. So I just want to give a quick shout out for that. This week, I wanted to talk about the idea of a hot streak. I have a lot of friends who are gamblers. I'm not a huge gambler. I like to hold on to the money I make, not try to parlay it into more at a gambling table. But I have friends who are gamblers, and they oftentimes talk about getting on a winning streak or a hot streak. So things just magically work out for them. They're able to get the cards they need. The games roll in. They make a lot more money. And essentially what happens is at some point that turns and flips, and then all of a sudden they're on a cool streak. They're on a cold streak, and they just can't seem to win. They can't seem to get any cards. Part of that, I think, is a matter of perspective and the amount of money you probably make at the table. You're probably on a constant hot, cool streak, ebb and flow that averages out over time to, well, having you actually lose money because the house always wins. But you end up thinking maybe over time you end up making more money or winning more money because of a certain predication of the universe to give you something to put you onto a hot streak. I wondered about photographers and creative people. They feel like they get on a hot streak because I do hear that. I hear people say, oh, I just went out today. Just everything clicked. Everything worked. It was just kind of magical. And I really felt like I was in the zone. We have all these words to talk about this idea of making things happen, making things better just because of a series of uncontrolled events come into alignment. And yet, if you look up quotes, you see a lot of people talk about luck favors the prepared. Chance favors the bold, those kind of things where there is some sense of control that you have over the opportunity to appear lucky. And I think for a lot of us, there's a struggle we have because if we're lucky, if things are out there, then there's something about the world that we don't necessarily have to be responsible for or in control of or aware of. We can kind of let it unfold to us as something that is given to us by the universe. I personally think that there is probably a certain amount of luck involved in certain things. Anybody who's ever photographed sunsets with me knows it's a pretty lucky opportunity if you get to sunset and not a gray sky. I just seem to have a cloud over me at sunset time. But yet, the reality is I see lots of beautiful sunsets, and I have photographed lots of beautiful sunsets. It's just there are times I've gone out specifically to photograph the sunset, and it's not happened. And so I've walked away feeling, oh, I'm unlucky today because I didn't get the sunset I wanted. However, that day I did make amazing photographs. I got to photograph beautiful things, and that beautiful soft light caused by an overcast day allowed me to make some photographs I wouldn't have gotten to make had it been a brighter sunny day, potentially with a better forecast or better sunset. The perspective we bring to the events oftentimes defines our relationship to those events. And that's the piece that I think so many of us hold on to that causes angst for us in our work, because we believe in order to be lucky, something else has to happen, when a lot of that is our perspective as we go into it. So as we work, as we create photographs, as we create new works of art, as we will pretty much do anything, the sense and purpose by which we go into the event will oftentimes dictate the outcome. So to go in and say, I hope I get lucky today and get some amazing photographs is different than I'm going to go in and make some photographs today and see what happens. Or I'm going to go have an amazing experience no matter what I get to photograph. I always consider it to be really cool to get out and actually make photographs. Early when I started to do photography, I could go out and just make photographs all the time. But as life gets in the way, as business things get in the way, as all sorts of things come up, time becomes more valuable. So just getting out is really, in some ways, the lucky part. I've gotten enough time set up to be able to go out and photograph when I want, what I want, where I want. All of those things had to come into alignment as well. And that was from intentional planning. That was from setting time up so that I can make sure I can get out and take photographs so that I can come back and edit and print and share those photographs. That becomes something of value and something of interest. That wasn't luck. That wasn't just the universe unfolding that in front of me. So why is it that my approach when I get a great photograph makes me sometimes think that I'm lucky? I think part of that comes out of probably some level of insecurity about whether or not I'm good enough or somebody else is good enough to make good photographs. Do we know enough? Have we learned enough? Have we put in enough time? And I think it also allows us to dismiss people who we just see as lucky, like, oh, they just got in a lucky position. They got in a lucky spot. Well, the fact is they got to that spot. They were able to do that. And I think for some of us, there's also a cynicism when we look at some amazing photographs, not that necessarily they've been photoshopped, but there's a lot of places now that cater to photographers to get that kind of iconic shot, the shot that everybody else has, whether it's somebody floating on a raft in a river, a particular wildlife location, whatever it is. What used to be magical because there were so few people who got to photograph it now becomes sort of looked at with a cynicism because we know that the person potentially paid to get there, took the opportunity to get there. I'm not discrediting any of that effort. If that's the kind of photography you're after, that's great. You prepared, you paid, you got to a location, you made the photograph. But the photographs that resonate with a lot of us aren't the photographs that we see over and over and over again. They're not the recreation of a classic photograph. There's something new within the photograph. There's something in the spirit of the photograph that we haven't seen before. Like I've said many times on this podcast, what we actually crave in luck, what we actually crave in the lucky photograph we find, is something new that's not necessarily cliche or novel, but something that's new and speaks to us in a way of seeing and presenting the way we see the world that's different than somebody else. So in a lot of ways, the luck that exists, the hot streak we get on, is our ability to express something unique to us, something of value to us that we are able to see that others aren't. When we get on a cold streak, it's when we start creating photographs that seem bland, they seem to lack any heart and soul. It's because we haven't gotten in tune to the world enough to make sure that we're telling our own story. The hot streak is our own interpretation of that. It's our own ability to relate to the work in a meaningful way. It's why some of us have photographs that we love that everybody else can't seem to like, and we're really attached to them for some reason, because there's special meaning to that photograph. It doesn't mean it's a great photograph. It doesn't mean it's a bad photograph. It just means it's a photograph that holds special meaning. That ability of us to create that feeling over and over and over again is what moves us from I just show up to make the work to I got lucky to make interesting photographs. Putting ourselves in those positions, getting ourselves in the right spot for sunset, for the portrait, meeting the person we want to photograph, whatever it is, all of those little small decisions you make that lead up to that photograph make the hot streak. They make the event happen. Pushing the shutter is actually, in many ways, the most inconsequential part of the photograph. Everything that leads up to that becomes the important part of the photograph, and oftentimes everything that leads up after the editing, after the photograph's taken, becomes more consequential than the actual click of the photograph. If what you experience, though, is the magic of the click, you have to have that feeling resonate within you to tell you to push the button. So while all the things that lead up to and after that are, you know, in some ways, like I said, more important to making sure that everything's converge to make sure the click is interesting, it's the anticipation of knowing when to click that makes us have that kind of emotional high as a photographer. It's the thing that says, wow, I've got something cool here, or I don't know what I have here. I'll have to see what happens. But that anticipation becomes interesting. That is, I think, at the crux, the nature of where we respond to a hot streak and respond to luck. Is do you believe that the energy and excitement inside of you, that feeling you have of being on an emotional high because of the things you're doing, are the actual value of the work? Or do you believe the outcome becomes the value of the work? Because if it's all about the intrinsic nature of the work, the internal hot streak that's developing, does it really matter what photographs you make, or does it matter that you made photographs? I know from my friends who gamble, they get on a hot streak, and sure, there's some adrenaline going, and there's a higher anticipation of money lost and money earned, but it all is driven by the chips that are on the table. The amount of money that's coming in and the amount of money that's going out. Sure, like I said, the high is there, the buzz is there. My friends who gamble talk about that, but they also don't talk about how they would gamble without the poker chips. They don't gamble without poker chips. They don't gamble just for the experience of getting to play poker or blackjack. Those of us who photograph, those of us who create work, we will oftentimes create for no other reason than a desire to create. The hot streak is in the creative act. The hot streak is the willingness to get up and do the work to create. So do I feel lucky that I got an amazing photograph over the weekend? No, I feel honored that I got to get up and go make photographs over the weekend. And the outcome of that was a photograph that held some level of interest. But the joy of the streak is in the work. It's in the pushing of the shutter. It's in the seeing of all of the elements in the composition that come together that tell me to push the shutter. So as you think about your approach to your photography, you think about, do you consider yourself lucky when you got a good photograph? Or do you consider yourself lucky that you got to get out and make photographs? Or do you consider yourself lucky for any reason? Re-examine, why is it that you feel lucky? What is it about that? And is that really the thing that's driving your behavior? Is that really the thing that's driving you to be the type of photographer you want? My guess is if you're really in love with the passion of creating photographs, it is the creative act of the photography that matters. It is the seeing the world in a unique way. It's telling your own story and not recreating the work of others, not creating that classic cliche photograph, but really finding your own voice in there, that's the thing that gives you the juice to go push the shutter over and over again. So if you look back at your own catalog, look back at your own photographs, look about how you're going to go photograph tomorrow, what is it you're excited about? What is it you're anticipating? Is it a chance just to get out with a camera, have that time for yourself, make some interesting work, see what happens? Or is it really about, I have to get this one thing, and if that doesn't unfold and if that doesn't work, then the world has conspired against me to not get my project done? My guess is if you fall in the first camp, you'll have a better experience and you'll likely get the photographs you're looking for. It really does come down to that approach of, am I on a hot streak? Am I on a cold streak? Or am I just being and doing and responding and creating work that I think is interesting? Because that's who I am, is somebody interesting who's creating work. I hope you have a great week behind the camera. Get a chance to get out there and make some amazing photographs. Like I said in the beginning, don't forget to check out Dave Cross and I talking over on his podcast, Talkin' Shop, about all sorts of printing and color management. Had a great time with him. You can always find us up on all the podcast purchasing places. Well, it's free, but still, the podcast places around the internet. Have a great week, and I'll see you next time.